from the priest. In our church, the deacons and teachers pass trays, and we remain in the benches.
Oh, okay.
And then usually, no, there's not a sermon by paid clergy. None of the workers in the LDS Church are paid.
Oh, no.
Different ones in the ward are called on to speak and share personal experiences, and sometimes they're given assigned topics to speak on.
Mm-hmm.
It gives everybody a chance to know what it's like to get up in public, and I don't know, I'm sure there's a reason. From the time our kids are very small, they're asked to give talks in primary,
yeah,
which is the children's meeting. While the adults go to Sunday school, the kids go to primary, and
mm-hmm,
there's singing and the learning of songs and the opportunity to give talks and to recite scripture and give prayers and stuff like that. It just mm-hmm is a good way to prepare them for public speaking when they get older.
How often have you had to get up and do this?
Oh, countless.
Like once a year?
I can't tell you. I haven't been asked to speak yet this year. At least once a year we are asked to give the prayers.
Yeah.
Not as often speaking, thank heaven.
Yeah.
I'm the ward choir director, and so I have lots of opportunity to get up in front of everybody and try to lead a choir.
Yeah, that's got to be interesting. How often do you meet with them, with the choir?
Every week, with the exception of the first Sunday of the month, okay, that being Fast Sunday.
Okay. So do you have rehearsals? Or do you
yes. We yeah stay for between 30 minutes and an hour and practice songs. We sing publicly four times a year, unless like the Coalition of Churches at Christmas time ask us to perform or something like that. Basically, we perform 4 to 5 times a year for the congregation,
okay,
which is 4 or 5 times too many. It just intimidates me to pieces.
How do they sound? How does the choir sound?
Oh, they're beautiful. Very, very talented people in our ward.
When do you have another? Do you have another one coming up?
Yeah, I do, and just about on the 18th of August we perform.
18th of August.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
So when you're a member of this church, is it something you put a lot of time into, reading and stuff like that?
They don't require you to put a lot of time. They encourage you to read 15 minutes a day,
mm-hmm,
or whatever you can. If you can only read a chapter,
yeah,
or whatever. But we are taught, and I firmly believe that a lot of the questions that we have in life can be answered through Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's encouraged, only for our own good. But nobody's forced to do anything.
I take it you're talking about the Book of Mormon.
Bible, Old Testament, New Testament.
Okay.
Also the Doctrine and Covenants, Pearl of Great Price.
Okay,
those are also added scripture.
Old and New Testament.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you observe what is called the gospel?
I try.
Do you?
Do they,
in the Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church, they have what is called a gospel reading. Do they do that at all in the Mormon Church?
Our Sunday school class, we study the scripture.
Uh-huh.
The scriptures, all of them. And there will be references made in the Book of Mormon that will take you to the Book of Isaiah.
Really?
So they go, they lock.
I didn't know that.
Sunday school is the time designated on Sunday mornings for the adults to go into a Sunday school class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's given scripture, you know, that we read each week.
Right.
We try to cover so much scripture and we discuss it. It's a group thing. Mm-hmm. We read the scripture, we discuss it, different people give their different views. And the thing about so many things about scripture is interpretation.
Sure.
And at what one scripture might mean to me is nothing, you know, another person will say, I don't see that or feel that at all.
Right.
But that's okay, because it makes me feel that way for a reason at that time.
Yeah.
Whatever. Comfort, whatever. An answer.
It's